Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Saturday, April 3rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The struggle for life, already challenging in flood-prone and resource-starved Haiti, became more so in the days following political uprising. The revolt ended with the ouster of the island nation's president, but the siege was just beginning. Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma says they have redoubled their efforts.
The feeding program is open. We're distributing food all over the island. We're sending shipments to Cap Haitien directly and to Port-au-Prince so that we're covering both the north areas and the south areas. And then from the south and the north, we send to the middle areas.
Aloma says the need is so great, they've launched a new partnership with the World Food Program. For their teams, it's done in the name of ministry.
We're going to be putting up feeding centers in the worst slum areas of the city, because we really can't disappoint the people and their faith in God's goodness. We have to be God's arms and feet, and really we have to be representatives of His love.
And are you looking for ways to make an eternal difference without having to go on the mission field? If so, Christian Resources International has an incredible opportunity for you. CRI exists to evangelize the world by distributing free Christian literature to spiritually needy people. The organization has a goal of establishing libraries for pastors in second and third world nations, says Brian Morgan.
We here at CRI have begun to put together these identical sets of language-specific libraries. Right now we have them English and Spanish. We're also focusing, hopefully in the near future, on French, Arabic, and Russian.
A gift of $100 can place a library in the hands of these pastors. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll receive up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.